Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today
FM. And you're listening to Neil Delamere's Sunday Best on Today FM. I am joined now by two people I'm very excited to talk about because they're going to be dancing tonight. Anna Geary, former All-Ireland winner, fittest family coach and current contestant in Dancing with the Stars, and her choreographer and dance partner extraordinaire, Kaya Widdington. Hello.
Oh, he'd love that introduction.
Yeah, I thought so. If you get a chance to talk at all.
I've
met you before.
That's all you have now. That's
never get away.
Thanks, Kaya. Before we get to what you're going to be doing tonight on Dancing with the Stars, how are the bodies? Because a little bird told me, because it's Ireland and everybody knows everybody else, physio you were getting this week, because I know the man who did it.
I think, you know, we're all lining up now and taking our turn. Thankfully I haven't had any injuries, touch wood, but I think it's prevention is better than the cure. And all my former managers out there now are like, well, she never did that when she played Camogie, and yet she's doing it now. Because you're just, I suppose that there's the fear that if you did pick up any sort of an injury, when you've only got days to recover, then, you know, it actually might hamper you. And whatever chance you have of pulling off a good performance, you wouldn't be doing it if you had a sore back or a sore calf.
And she's very disciplined, Kai, in terms of doing the warm-up that you suggest and all that sort of crack. You'd imagine years of playing Camogie and being, you know, an athlete would help her on that.
Well, you know what? We do warm up every day, but it is kind of just get in and start dancing. Like, because essentially for these guys, they're learning a dance per week.
Yeah.
You know, we have to have the choreography prepared a couple of weeks in advance just so that we can get ahead of ourselves if she learns one dance 1 week, so we can get ahead of ourselves for the following week. But yeah, the warm up, we kind of just do a little bit of a stretch to a song.
Bit
and
of a chat.
Yeah.
I feel like music. This is a parent teacher meeting.
I know, right?
Talking about Anna with her teacher.
Yeah,
like working hard, but could do better.
Could
would
do
probably
better.
Be the one
I had talked so much, it has to be seen to be believed.
probably had that too, to be fair.
We were probably in the same class, although there's probably a few years between us. Tell me this, what are we going to see tonight?
Yeah, so it's the Paso Doble. When I saw it, first of all, for me, it's very much about, like, it's the acting side. For me, it's about getting into character.
Okay.
And that's the part that I find the hardest at the moment. I feel ridiculous when I'm doing some of the stuff. So what Kai said is, the more ridiculous you feel, the better you're probably doing.
The more exaggerated.
But there's mirrors everywhere, so you're like, oh my God, I'm running so weird.
So what sort of characterization does she have to do tonight?
Well, the Paso Doble is kind of, you characterize like a bullfight scene. So like, okay, I would be the matador in inverted commas, and she would be the bull / cape in extremely inverted
bad
commas.
Matador,
you know. But for us guys as pros, you know, we're not using traditional music. Obviously, it's TV. So we've got Titanium by Sia. So it's kind of a bit of a clubby track.
That is a club anthem,
so we're going a bit of with a modern twist on it, and we've got a few little tricks in there that'll hopefully excite the
public. If I can pull them off.
If she can pull them off.
Your competitive nature comes out, though. I mean, if I didn't know that you had played high level Camogie, you'd know. You know this. Like, it's fairly obvious.
Yeah, look, I think anyone that knows me knows I am competitive, whether it's crazy golf or cards, or, you know, I want to win it. But with this, it's different because you don't have an opposition in front of you.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest thing for me to get my head around, is because playing Camogie, it's like someone stopping you from getting to where you need to be. But with this, ironically, I'm the only person stopping myself from putting in a good performance. So, you know, I've got my own little teammate here beside me who's giving me pep talks, because you need to do that. You need to, you know, I suppose, get your confidence up. And even if the dress rehearsal hasn't gone well, it's almost like you have to wipe it out of your head, because you know that you've 90 seconds more or less to do as well as you can, and that's all you're judged
on. I would love to see someone go on and let them know you're there, and you just shoulder Marty Morrissey off the dance floor.
Yeah, throw it in, ref.
That's it. Was contemporary ballroom your favourite one so far?
I think it was, and like people would say, oh, of course it was, because she got 3 9s, but it was just the one that I enjoyed the most. Like, I loved doing the tango, but there was so many nerves because it was the first time I stepped out on the dance floor. Samba we won't talk about because it's a bit of a blip in the radar, but everybody has the blip. And I think I'm glad that I did that, because it was a very difficult dance for me to get, and some dances will come easier to others. But I suppose the contemporary ballroom, because, you know, I got to be a Disney princess for a night, and, you know, I mean,
who decides
want that
then? How is that decided, Kai?
Well, so
or
what
can you tell us?
So what happens is, like, the production team, which is our creative director, Darren Bennett, will get, like, suggest us music, and then we'll come back and say, oh, maybe this concept would be good. So Darren came with Frozen, and I was like, perfect. It's like one of the, I think it's like the highest grossing movie ever, right? So I was like, okay, perfect. And she kind of looks like Elsa even before she put on the getup. So when she looked like it and all the hair was done, like, it was perfect. So it all kind of fell into place.
Is it as bad in terms of your nerves, or as good in terms of the experience, or as nerve-wracking as you expected it to be?
All of the above.
Really?
Yeah, and look, it is very nerve-wracking, but not because, like, essentially we have to remind ourselves that we're not pros. And we're not meant to be good at this. And at times we're meant to struggle, and that's the whole part of it. Because people want to see that. They want to see the ups and downs on your journey. But for me, I promised myself that I'd enjoy every every bit of it because it goes so quickly. Like, I can't believe we're even in week 5 now and you're saying, oh my God, this is crazy how fast it's going. And nobody knows when they're going to go. Obviously, I want to stay until the end, but you have to make the most of it while you're there.
Can you
just
win
in
it?
Case you do.
Can you win it? Go on, Kai. Can you win it?
She's got the potential to win. If I'm speaking honestly as a professional, I think she has the potential to win. But the problem is you've got to get past every hurdle in terms of public vote, in terms of
judges,
quality of the dance, the judges' comments, judges' score. So you've got to get the balance right.
Yeah. I said, could you win it, by the way? And he just went, well, yeah, she.
We're a team, man. We're team Canada all the way. He's very good to give me credit,
but you will lobby. And because I heard Tomás saying that he didn't really lobby as much as maybe he should have, because I think it was kind of an Irish thing and he didn't want to
put
himself out there.
And that is hard because you don't want to come across that you are campaigning for votes, because Irish people are weird like that.
Yeah.
You think, but for us, we had made a decision together that we'd try and let people in a bit behind the scenes. So on my social media, we often do like a getting to know Kai section or something like that, because what you want is people to connect with you and say, oh, you know what? Yeah, her dance was good, but you know, she's a bit of crack and you know, there's a bit of missing. They have a good camaraderie. And I think if people get to know you a little bit better, then they're probably more inclined to pick up the phone.
So you've no problem in lobbying, because I think most people on it are fairly open about that
and
sort of
and
stuff
I'll say
well.
That to people, look, it's like the politics of the ballot. Just because you have a vote number one, you can give me your vote number two, I'm okay with that.
You're going to run for election within 15 years. I wouldn't be remotely surprised.
Buy me a plan, Vanagir.
Hopefully, yeah.
Can you back yourself? Can you put money in yourself?
I'm not a betting man, like, but I suppose we could.
You probably could.
I suppose we could. I'd stick a fiver.
Dangerous
on
game.
Like.
Though, I suppose if you bet against yourself, it's probably worse, isn't it?
I didn't realise this because I was looking at some stuff up for because I know I was going to be chatting to you today, but I didn't realise, Kai, that you, I mean, yes, world champion ballroom dancer, but it could have been slightly different in that genetically, certainly anyway, you could have gone a different route. Your dad and your brother are footballers.
That's right, yeah. My younger brother plays for Portsmouth and my dad used to play for Southampton back in the 90s, so awkward team match up there.
They don't get on really, do they?
No, they're not the best of rivals. Like Liverpool-Everton kind of rivalry.
And my mates, you play kind of football up to 7 or 8 and then decided you were going to go into dancing?
Well, I just loved football up until the age of 12. And then for discipline reasons, my mum and dad sent me to dance class just to calm me down because all I wanted to do was kick a ball. Turns out I wasn't too bad. Long story short, I ended up choosing dancing. I had to tell my dad. I was like, yeah, Dad, I want to be a dancer.
Describe that to me.
How did that go?
It was like, turn off Match of the Day and put on Strictly. What do you mean?
Well, my dad's an out-and-out Geordie. So imagine the Billy Elliot dad. That was my dad's reaction when I said, Dad, you know, I want to be a ballroom dancer. And I was like, it's not for what you're thinking. It's actually, you know, I want to be in a warm dance studio around loads of girls. So along the line, you know, I ended up winning the Worlds and I came to be a big success. And I wanted to do something a bit different other than play football. So
I'd imagine at one point where he sees you score a goal and the goal celebration is better than the goal.
Like Peter Crouch, you know.
God, this boy has something. He's just in a Paso Doble. Goal celebration. He's grabbed the referee and done a lift.
I need to try that actually the next time we play.
I was very interested in your comments about your body shape.
Yes.
I thought it was very brave to talk about this. And it clearly is something that you're interested in kind of spreading the word on. Because you said that you have a different body shape than some of the other people who are on the show. Yeah. And you want to spread that message of people getting comfortable with how they look. And the people might say to you, God, she has great arms, she's a good core. But you might see other things that you would consider your own flaws.
Yeah, Lee, I think it is a really important, because I work a lot with younger girls as well, and I suppose I've seen the benefits that sports had. I've been playing sport for 25 years and it's helped me from a social point of view, from a mental and physical point of view. And I think you see the drop off rate in girls now playing sports because they have the stereotypical idea of what they might look like if they play.
Yeah.
And I suppose the whole thing for me was just showing that, yeah, you can have an athletic frame, you can be strong, you can have muscles, but equally you can put a dress on and dance your socks off and it's going to help you rather than hinder you. And I think aside from the judges' scores, the comments for me really struck home last week. Even Brian mentioned about how the mixture of power and beauty, and it was a really good message for younger girls. And that's exactly what I was trying to do, because when I said I'd get involved in this, everyone knows at this age my fear was that Kai wouldn't be able to lift me. I said, I'm going to be the girl that can't be lifted on Dancing with the Stars. But I think it was just about losing my inhibitions and embracing it and saying, look, you know, my body shape is my body shape. It's no better, no worse than anyone else's. It's just a little bit different. And showing people that you can dress up and you can have muscles and hopefully look well at the same time.
So before we get to the very end of this particular interview, and we've already established lots
lower
of things
the lights
about both of you tonight. Kai.
Yes.
You do a very good impression of Rob Heffernan.
Oh, crikey.
Do you do anybody else?
Do I do anybody else? Oh, I don't know. You can try and give me one. It's like,
I'm going to try and get you to do Rob Heffernan just before the end of this interview, which is right now. And I'm going to let the people of Cork one of whom is beside you. You don't have to say anything because you have to support
him
for tonight.
Of course.
You can text in and tell us if Kite is any good. 0874 100 102. Go on.
Well, before I start, he said to me that I sounded Jamaican as opposed to Cork last time, but I'll give it a go. He was like, this last week, he was like, you know, Corey, it was very, very, very tough last week, you know, but this week, you know, I'm after doing the salsa and the quick step and I just can't even get my head round the Charleston. I don't even know how I'm going to do it. I'm just very, very excited for this week, no.
Oh, it's awful. I thought the word Charleston was very good, but the rest of it, I'm not sure about.
Awful. Like, that was possibly the worst impression I've ever done.
It was better before, but
it was.
Listen, you were very brave to try it.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
You put me on the spot, like.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was actually, you put me on the spot, like, that was probably more correct.
Yeah. You see, he just, it's when he doesn't think about it.
Yes.
It's great.
And he does.
But
yeah.
Normally he does a very. Just for that bit, Jordy all the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give us the sympathy, both of them.
Please.
Vote for Alec Erie tonight on Dancing with the Stars. Also, I have to say, obviously, vote for D. O'Kane and Bernard O'Shea because they're comedians
and they're great
friends of mine as well. So keep those three in it for the next well. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.